This week on America Interrupted from the PBS NewsHour. With the Democratic and Republican conventions around the corner, we look back 100 years to the 1920 conventions and election.
It was a moment when the country was just in the midst of a set of really interlocking crises. It really seems to speak to a little bit of what we're going through today.
And how Americans then were dealing with many of the same crises we're facing today.
The lesson of 1920 is that whatever happens at the presidential level, these other political ideas and political forces aren't going to go away.
Listen and subscribe to America Interrupted wherever you get your podcasts.
It is a rite of passage for many. For others, it's a financial necessity, and especially right now, as the job market remains tough for many workers. Because of the pandemic, traditional jobs for younger adults and teens, like camp counselors, lifeguards, and waiters, are hard to come by. But as John Yang reports, some local governments are providing young people other options.
In this summer of the pandemic, a new breed of summer jobs.
These are two consent forms.
Like working at this drive-through COVID-19 testing site in the parking garage of a Montgomery County, Maryland community center in suburban Washington, D.C. 18-year-old Sean Faison is on summer break from college.
Right now, I'm doing traffic control and just running samples back and forth. Yesterday, I was doing intake, so helping people with their registration and things like that.
Is this what you expected to be doing this summer?
Not at all.
They're part of COVID Corps, a summer jobs program created by the county to support its pandemic response. About 100 people, ages 16 to 23, are paid $14 an hour, the county's minimum wage, to do things like distribute food to vulnerable families, disinfect county pools, put up signs to raise awareness about COVID-19, and, like at this testing site, help track the virus itself.
In a way, it's a civics building exercise.
Mark Elrich is Montgomery County's top elected official.
I think it's good for them. They can kind of see up close what people do. They get to see up close what people are going through.
For many teenagers, government-run summer jobs programs are especially important this year as traditional summer jobs have dried up. In July, the teen unemployment rate was 19%, nearly twice the overall rate and up from 13% last year. 17-year-old Mechty Wilson usually spends her summers as a counselor at county day camps, but they were canceled this year.
I'm extremely lucky because I know I have some friends that are struggling to find jobs due to Corona.
For years, city-run summer jobs programs in places like Boston, New York, and Chicago have employed tens of thousands of young people from low-income families. University of Michigan economist Sarah Heller.
On average, in the past, kids have been earning between $700 and $800 more than they would have otherwise. And in families that are living in neighborhoods where median income is about $35,000, that's a lot of money.
That's even more important this summer, as many parents have lost jobs or taken pay cuts because of the pandemic.
And so the money that these programs provide seems very likely to help fill a gap between need and income right now.
Studies have also found that city-run jobs programs have unexpected longer-term benefits.
2 to 7 years after the program, it's not improving future employment outcomes. What it is doing is generating big reductions in violence and criminal justice involvement.
The pandemic led some cities to cancel this year's programs because of safety concerns. In Chicago, officials were determined to find a way for its summer jobs program for teens and young adults called One Summer Chicago to continue. Chicago Department of Family and Support Services Commissioner Lisa Morrison Butler.
There was never a moment where we considered not going forward with One Summer. There were also moments, however, where we were really scared about what that meant because it was so difficult to figure out how we would reimagine it in the time that we thought we had.
How did you reimagine it?
Well, we took it all virtual.
Do you each have the app in front of you?
For example, multiple times a week, these participants attended a computer coding class via Zoom. They were paid to learn, but they also developed an app to coordinate laundry pickup and delivery for people who were trying to stay isolated. For 23-year-old Jalinda Hawkins, it was a lifeline.
The first class, So we dived straight in. I'm like, oh, this is kind of interesting. And I was willing to learn more about it. And yeah, I loved it. I love it.
Before, Hawkins was unemployed, not because her job went away, but because she had to quit to take care of her 2-year-old son, Terrell Jr., when his daycare closed because of the pandemic.
It's just amazing actually being able to work at home and still be able to teach him and just, you know, watch him just expand and just grow.
While her coding class was temporary, Hawkins hopes the skills she's learned and the connections she's made will help her find a permanent job. And working on the app made her feel like she was making a difference.
I always wanted to come up with a solution to help my community and help the world, make the world a little bit more better.
In Maryland, Sean Faison has that same satisfaction.
I'm benefiting from being able to say that I am helping keep our community safe and secure. You know, giving back in whatever way I can.
A sense of purpose in the midst of a most challenging summer. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm John Yang in Silver Spring, Maryland.